Welcome to Outside the Box, where normal isn't always a bad word. Today's topic is a new normal. In a previous Outside the Box, I said normality could be the root of all evil, because so many of our problems are considered the normal way our society operates. I've been a critic of what's so-called normal since the beginning of these Outside the Box features. Almost a decade ago. By definition, being outside the box means being on the margins, the opposite of the normal. But I don't always want to be a voice in the wilderness, that prophetic presenter of new ideas that are always ahead of their time. I want to be in the norm at least sometimes, and I want to turn the abnormal into the normal sooner rather than later. 50 years ago, being lesbian or gay, not to mention transgender, were statuses to keep in the closet, because they certainly were not yet called normal. Recycling was practically unheard of. Smoking was okay, not hazardous to your health. Passive solar heating for houses was an accident, not a design. And women were supposed to be in the House, not the House of Representatives. Today, these changes in attitudes and policies are at least accepted and acceptable, if not the norm. Almost no one thinks of an interracial or same-sex marriage as being on the fringe, even if they don't agree with it. We're beginning to see drug users as people with health problems rather than as criminals. Domestic violence is no longer just a family issue. Now it's a crime. Getting from outside the box 50 years ago to the mainstream middle happened only when we had the power to make it happen, through the media, public dialogue, public actions, and in the legislative and governmental arenas. Concerns about police brutality against African Americans, for example, went from the margins to the mainstream, thanks to blacks and their allies having enough power to move the conversation and their perspective into the public eye. Any idea can gain traction if there are thousands or millions of people behind it. There are nice things about being a utopian voice in the wilderness. No worries about compromising my principles and beliefs. I can spout weird ideas and not be laughed at. Too much. Oh, there's Larry, outside the box again. But it sure is nice to have enough power and influence to create a new normal. I usually have to compromise with others and give up a little of my personal integrity and beliefs to see change happen. But having even one idea go from outside the box to normality has its rewards. Would you rather be a voice in the wilderness, maintaining the purity of your vision, or someone who may have compromised to bring a part of your idea into the mainstream of society? I'm Larry Danziger, wanting to be so-called normal, at least once in a while.